So lots happening also in the sphere of Spanish-Israel diplomatic relations, tensions soaring, all this against the background, ironically enough, of a Spanish-Israeli, Yaakov Pinto, who was killed in a terror attack in Jerusalem yesterday. For that reason, thought we need to talk to somebody who can talk to this issue, and Yigal Marcus, the director of Republicans Overseas, the Israel chapter, has agreed to talk to us this afternoon. Yigal, thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
My pleasure. Always great being here.
Give me the background to the current crisis between Spain and Israel, specifically from a diplomatic perspective.
Well, you know, it's a little bit strange because Spain has an awful, awful history, not just, you know, against the Jewish people. Obviously, you know, the Inquisition and the amount of Jewish blood that has been spilled and persecuted against on their land. But they also have a terrible, terrible history with how they deal with terrorist elements in their state. You know, the ETA, which is a terror group that they, that haunted them, you know, the ways that they dealt with it in Spain were, you know, under any level of objective analysis, terrible. Extrajudicial killings, torture, you know, state-sponsored death squads. You know, so the history of Spain, when it comes to them dealing with terror, has been terrible. And, you know, to distract people, or perhaps of the long-seated hatred they've had towards Jewish people, has manifested itself in trying to tie the hands of our people from defending ourselves. And so I think that there's a deeper issue here when it comes to the Spanish. And I think that it's baked in history, and it's certainly what Israel is doing in defending itself is nothing, absolutely nothing, in comparison to how the Spanish dealt with their own terror issues in the 70s and 80s and certainly into the 90s.
I'm surprised to hear you paint it in that light. My understanding was a little bit different up until recently, up until October the 7th. I thought that Spain and Israel had pretty good relations. I remember, too, the Spanish affording Sfaradim, who could prove any kind of ancestry to Spain, would grant them citizenship. I thought everything was hunky-dory and they were going kumbaya around a fire. What I didn't expect what has happened in the last 2 years.
Well, I think there's a couple of things playing in out here. First of all, you know, when you look at Europe as a whole, and including Spain, you know, these are political leaders who want to live another political day, and so when they look at this constituency and the fastest growing constituency in their countries, the minute that there is anything they could jump on to try and secure those future votes, they do it, even if it means resorting to the old anti-Semitic, anti-Israel ways that they've had. So I think that's one issue. But I think the important thing to look at here is not just that they are against Israel. You know, there are a lot of countries against Israel. Some of them former friends, or even, you know, cold friends, as you call it, but they have taken the leadership against Israel, and you have to wonder why. And I think the answer is that it's not just Spain, but it's much of the world. The world needs to keep Israel in that victim mode. Israel cannot be allowed to win, because if Israel wins, it fundamentally shifts the paradigm in the Middle East. It fundamentally shifts any kind of leverage the Palestinians had over trying to secure a future state. That's not something that anybody, which is why you see, you know, England and France and all these other countries step up against Israel in the virulent way that they've had. They need to keep Israel in their place. And by the way, just I think yesterday, there was an Egyptian political politician who came out and said it blank. The reason why Egypt will not take in Palestinians is because the Palestinians have to remain there to keep Israel at bay, to put Israel in its place, and to weaken it. That's the fundamental issue here. But I think that the minute that that Spain saw the opening where they could jump on the Jewish state and on Jews in general, they jumped on it. And they've taken leadership in trying to stop Israel from doing what it has to do, and quite frankly, what the UN Charter has allowed it to do, which is defend itself against a terror enemy.
I'm not sure if you watching the Spanish press at all, but I mean, I think it's hugely significant that a Spanish Israeli was killed in a terror attack in Ramot in Jerusalem yesterday. Has there been anything said in the Spanish press, or is this all overshadowed by the diplomatic issues?
Well, it's worse than that. I mean, if you look at it, Keir Starmer was hosting, the 4 year, 21, you know, 25 year, you know, 4 year elected, the 25 year president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. Not a word out of their mouths. They are going to reward these terrorists with a state in just a couple of weeks. Or at least they're going to try to. This is in their mind. Think about it. The terror, the violence, does the same thing as their current diplomatic push, which is keep Israel at bay. Do not allow Israel to come out a winner. Do not allow Israel to come out strong. Because if you do that, the Palestinians won't get their state, which I don't think is going to happen anyway on a practical level. And that would, shift the entire Middle East. So they're obsessed with Israel, but again, when you look at the bigger picture, there are much bigger issues at play here, and that of course always comes down to voters and the constituency they have to attract in order to live another day as political leaders.
It's not making any sense to me, because from a geographical perspective, if we were talking Norway or Denmark, I would get it. It would make sense. You're talking Spain here, which is across the road from Morocco. They are having massive issues with immigration from Islamic countries. You would have thought there would have been some sort of understanding of the position that Israel finds itself in, and yet there isn't. Is the Israel issue, as far as the Spanish are concerned, split by political lines? If you are a left-wing socialist, do you think one thing? And if you're a right-wing something else, do you think something else? Is that how this cookie crumbles?
It's a good it's a good question, but I think it's even more simple than that. How many Islamic votes, Muslim votes are there in Spain, and how many Jewish votes are there in Spain? It's as simple as that. And whether their border is open or not, whether they're having problems bringing in, the reality is, that is a very, very fast-growing constituency and voter base, not just in Spain, but all over Europe. And, you know, it's really interesting watching what's happening in France. France is, you got the largest Muslim community in all of Europe. Macron is absolutely intent on recognizing a Palestinian state. And for your listeners, you know, when we think of the word Bashert, we look at what's happening there, and that government collapsed yesterday. They have a massive debt problem that could absolutely undermine their economy for a generation. And they're worried about Israel and about its war against Hamas.
You got Marcus.
There's a reason for that. And the reason is voters. It's all about voters.
It's all about the voters, baby. Yigal Marcus, we're leaving it there. It's 5:00. Thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.